This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Belichick getting the SNL treatment. Part of the cold open on Saturday night.
Yeah, not surprised. I thought they might go full-on skit. Maybe it's just a bigger deal to people around here than
it is. I thought it would get more than the 30 seconds or whatever, but yeah. It does still get some national coverage.
Yeah.
That's on the heels of we played Jim Kimmel last week, Mulaney last week. It's gone into a much bigger story for Bill Belichick. We'll get to some thoughts on that coming up in a moment. We'll get to the Celtics at 11 o'clock. They take on the Knicks, game one tonight at TD Garden. All your thoughts on that. Official series predictions from Jones and Keefe at 617-779-7937. Real quick, before we dive in on Bill, a couple of suggestions.
Yes.
I've seen Anthony Rizzo's name a lot as a potential fix at first base. Any interest there?
What year is it?
It is 2025?
Probably not.
I mean, if you're talking about a stopgap fix,
yeah,
while Devers practices some ground balls, sure.
Or you're talking about Dom Smith out there? Honestly, he came in and was better. He wasn't that bad.
No, you saw him. He was prominently featured in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
A show that just you and I watched.
You and I did watch that. I think Rizzo's probably washed.
Bobby Dalbec, any interest in him? His name comes up.
Bobby D.
DFA'd by the White Sox. It's a good ball club.
Can't make the White Sox. Don't really want you on the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't love any of those options. Would move Devers to first. Keefe would play Campbell there. Either way, we would get Meyer and or Anthony up.
Do you think there's a solution? There's not a trade out there. I know it's early in the season for trades, but also when you find out a guy's out for the year, like maybe you have to consider that. I think it's more moving guys around.
Well, and the name after Guerrero, now that Guerrero's gone, is Pete Alonso, who I think signed just a one-year deal with the Mets.
Yeah.
They're too good.
And he's smashing dingers, yeah.
See, the Mets, I think, have lost 16 years in a row, game 34 of the season. You see this streak?
What?
Yeah.
That was like that stat. Was it
it's like the Rays won on Rays. April 14th.
They always never won April 14th.
Yeah. The Mets have lost game 34 16 years in a row, something like that.
Bizarre. But yeah, they're rolling. They're in first place.
They're too good. Yeah. So they're not going to give up Alonso, rather. So is there another name you could trade for? Maybe. On Bill Belichick, Florio had this note over the weekend. Bill Belichick seems to know that his current publicity plan isn't working. That takes a lot for Bill to acknowledge something may not be going well.
Guys who may have had a misstep along the way.
Per multiple sources, Belichick has been talking to at least one experienced PR specialist.
Keefe.
In the hopes of boosting his book tour and or the overall interest of the North Carolina football program. Florio says Belichick has been having conversations with former Bears VP of Communications, Brandon Faber.
Good.
Not Brendan Fraser.
No. Well, that'd be good because he really turned his career around.
Yeah, he did. That's a good point.
Guy was nominated for an Oscar.
The Whale?
The Whale.
Never saw it.
Put on some weight. Put on some extra weight.
He was larger.
Hollywood weight, too.
Yeah. What'd you think of that? You see it?
You know, I never saw The Whale.
What?
Yeah.
You're the best picture guy.
I watch a lot of movies. Yeah, I don't think he got nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, okay. It was the best actor.
He got nominated.
Gotcha. Yeah. There you go. The discussions he's been having with Faber have been occurring for a couple of months. For now, however, nothing has been completed nor formalized. Is it possible... And this maybe contradicts that. It says it's been in the works for a couple of months. Is it possible Bill's finally getting the message like Jordan may not be cutting it as his PR handler?
Yeah, but who would he listen to say that is the question. Like, who got to him and was like,
it's not
Bill.
Her. She's not like, hey, I think I need some help. I can't imagine she feels that way. No.
Definitely not. And everybody else, I feel like he doesn't listen to. Everybody else listens to him. Like, all the guys in his whole orbit.
Is it possible one of his kids were like, Dad, wake up. Is that possible? Because I don't even know that he'd listen to his kids, but like that's the one person I could maybe. Like, Lombardi's too much of a suck up.
Well, because we saw Steve's
Jordan's
wife,
not going to say
Steve's
it.
Steve's wife had a comment on Instagram sort of being like, this is not how a PR person runs things. So maybe Steve got to him?
Maybe,
possible?
And maybe you do it through the vein of, look, we're not demoting her. She's not out. She's obviously taking all of our inheritance. but maybe she could use a little help, Dad. Like, could you bring in some help for her? She could use somebody to guide her
a little bit. Do you think this is going to help you sell books? And maybe North Carolina, maybe his bosses, too.
That's a good one.
Maybe
that's a good one.
Look, is this in the best interest for North Carolina football?
And Bubba Cunningham, the AD at UNC, or whomever. He might listen to them.
I know.
Begrudgingly, he might listen to them. Like, hey, Jordan can't be running point on this. Mm-hmm. You need some help. So, yeah, maybe that's actually even more likely than his kids. Good one. Mm-hmm. There was also this over the weekend, the Bill Belichick news cycle. Sources say Belichick's younger gal pal, Jordan Hudson.
Gal pal?
This is page 6.
That's better than some of the other descriptors. Remember, like, the very flexible Jordan Hudson. I'm like, what? There's a weird descriptors in there. So gal pal's fine.
His younger gal pal.
Well, she's for sure younger.
Allegedly, quote unquote, forced her way into the former Patriots coach's starry Dunkin' Donuts commercial,
which aired
during Super Bowl as the new power broker behind the coach. Well, we guessed
it was
this.
Very awkward.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. But it turns out there's now reporting she forced her way in. The spot featured Hudson, 24, and Belichick, 73, in Dunkin' tracksuits, co-starring with Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck. A sports source familiar with page 6 says she forced her way in. Bill saw it as a way for her to get paid.
Oh,
I feel like Bill's already been doing enough of that.
Yeah, right.
People say they've never seen anything like it, end quote.
They've been in the business a long time, I assume, these sources. Yeah, that was odd. But you think she just like showed up? So it's sort of like...
They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's like when George got fired, he just keeps showing up to work. You're like, wait, what? Like, you don't work here anymore. So she's just like wore the tracksuit one day. She's like, I'm ready to go. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, you got your own tracksuit?
Let's do it.
Where did you buy that?
Let's do it.
You buy that on Temu? Where'd
do
you
I
buy
have
that?
Any lines? Like, you don't have any lines. She doesn't have any lines.
Do anything? She fist pumps.
She fist pumps.
I believe she fist pumps in the commercial.
She looks I think Bill has one or two lines.
Yeah. He's got a little quip about the
making fun of the fake Starbucks guys.
Yeah, it was looks like it came out of my garbage disposal or something like that.
Smokes them.
Good zinger,
good
Bill.
Good line by Bill.
Yeah.
His Emmy's in the mail. But yeah, that was a weird one. But she's getting what she wants out of this whole thing. She seems to be pretty smart.
Ooh, this is a good text. The Met Gala's tonight in NYC.
It is?
And Bill is in town for a book signing. Will they show up at the Met Gala?
I don't know. Sure.
I don't know either.
She'll try. She is trying to.
Has Bill ever gone to the Met Gala?
I can't imagine.
I don't think so. Brady would. Giselle would. Giselle would drag him along every year, and he'd wear something dumb.
Yeah.
You want
some outfits.
Does Bill get dragged to the Met Gala tonight?
I think they're going to try. They'd have to crash it. I don't think they're invited. I don't think they're invited to the Met Gala.
She wasn't in the Dunkin's commercial. She got her way in there.
That's what I'm saying. Nice. At least Bill had an invite to that. There was one invite there.
It wasn't supposed
to be a plus one, but she turned it into one.
Does Brady still go to that without Giselle? I wonder. Because maybe Bill could be like, hey, Tom, you got a plus one or two for this thing?
My guess is
he's out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Giselle's turf. Giselle goes to the Met. Giselle gets the Met Gala in the breakup.
Tom's going to stay away, would be my guess.
Okay, you can jump in on this. More Bill fallout, getting the SNL treatment, seeking outside PR help, and Jordan jamming her way into the Super Bowl commercial with Dunkin's. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts there. How do the Red Sox replace Tristan Cassis? Why have the Red Sox been so bad through 36 games, 500, 18-18, and out of the playoffs, game and a half out of the wild card in second place in the division? Jump in on all that, and we'll get to the Celtics. Game one tonight against the Knicks. Our official series predictions come your way next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.